You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The well-known mining indaba kicked off in Cape Town today with opening statements being made by our Minister of Mineral Resources. There's lots on the agenda to discuss this week at the indaba, and lots of prospective relationships to continue to be built there. And we're going to be taking a look at some of the talking points or the agenda items, hopefully, for the indaba. I'm joined on the line by the sustainability market lead for the UK and Ireland at DSS Plus, Federico Magalini, to take a look at this. Federico, thanks so much for taking the time. You're in attendance at the mining indaba, and today was the first day thereof. What was the mood like? What was the sense of conversation ahead of what I can only imagine is going to be a very busy week?
Yeah, for sure it will be. Well, I think there are two main elements that we can consider. Let's first start from the challenges, because it's clearly for the mining industry is facing at the moment challenging environment, and for many different reasons. The first one is, of course, geopolitical, and we know what's happening also with the discussion at global level on tariffs and other commercial trade tension. The second one is that people in the different rooms during the meeting clearly highlighted the importance of trying to improve the productivity of mining company that has been a little bit stagnating over the last couple of years in South Africa as well. And of course, we need to look into the persistence of injuries and fatalities that are unfortunately still paying a little bit the toll in the sector. There are major transformation happening in the sector as well, with merge and acquisition happening. And of course, every time we have merge and acquisition, companies need to transform. It's a new culture, new people, new procedures, new way of operating. And sometimes those are also slowing down a little bit production and profitability of operation themselves. And last but not least, when you look at the sustainability angle, there are, of course, requests for companies to improve their operation in terms of limiting, reducing their emission. The journey on decarbonization, looking for carbon neutrality, is started, but there is still room to improve and activities to be put in place. So I think that's the challenges side of the industry. I also like to be positive and look at the different opportunities that the companies, the mining companies, have ahead of them. And I think the first one is that we all know that mining and the metals are integral part of what we need as society to progress, even in terms of decarbonization, adopting clean technology. Metals are fundamental part of this equation. And we know that the demand, it's high, and the supply is less at the moment than the demand. So metals improving the throughput, it's fundamental. And I think African mining company, they have also the chance, especially in high-tech sector, to play even a bigger role. Even when you consider the tariffs and the limit to certain trade of metals, there is a huge opportunity for mining company to play a role that goes beyond the pure extraction and the refining of material. And you know that there are reports that has been recently published that can highlight how Africa can play a much bigger role when it comes, for instance, to the production of batteries and high-tech material for the clean mobility. Of course, this will bring, again, the topic of transformation, because companies will have to adapt to those new challenges. And definitely, it's important to keep an eye also on the opportunities associated to improvement of circularity and environmental performances of the company. So that's a little bit the few elements that were quite common today during the different panel and during the different sessions. And happy to, let's say, see how you, if you are particularly interested in deep diving into some of those topics, to explore further.
Frederico, I want to get a sense of what kind of lies ahead for the rest of the week. I mean, obviously you touched on a couple of things. There's going to be a lot of conversations around sustainability, around better mining practices, safer mining practices, and all of that. Are there other specific agenda items that have been tabled for this particular Indaba that might have either been carried through from previous Indabas or might be new to the participants this time around?
Well, the first one is circularity. That is definitely something that is becoming more and more prominent in the sector. We know recently also ICMM, so the Industry Association of Major Mining Company, published a report on that and guidance document for companies. So there is a demand. The demand is coming from different angles, from shareholder of the company, from the society, in some cases from some legal requirements. For mining company to adopt more sustainable practice in the way they extract and process the material. And don't get me wrong, this is not just something we do for the environment. A lot of those practices can also improve the profitability of the companies, because you reduce the amount of waste you generate through operation, you reclaim some of the material from your waste, from the tailings, and all in all, you know, all the sustainability and circular economy practice will help companies to improve the profitability. So I think sustainability and circularity of mining operation is definitely high on the agenda of mining in Indaba, and we expect to see a lot of discussion around this. We also have a dedicated panel tomorrow on the topic. The other one is definitely the need to secure investment, and as I mentioned earlier, merger and acquisition is hot on the hot topic on the agenda of many investors, and of course associated with that, we have the importance of ensuring that the integration of new assets is smooth and is not creating hiccup in the productivity of those companies. We know also from again from ICMM, there is ongoing discussion on making the permit of new mines a little bit smoother, quicker. I mentioned earlier, we need more metals. We are facing a deficit of supply. And if we look at the average time to put online a new mine, of course, this is not enough. It's not fast enough to supply the metals that we need to develop, as I mentioned earlier, clean tech. So I think a reflection, especially government, on how fast can we be in making new mines available, up and running, it's definitely part of the conversation that we can expect in the next couple of days. Last but not least, maybe I would also mention very quickly the importance for mining company to really interact and work with the local communities and stakeholders, because this will make operations safer, more sustainable, and definitely will create a sense of belonging of community that are benefiting from the presence of mining companies.
Certainly sounds like a packed week ahead of the attendees at the Mining Indaba. I think we'll have to leave the conversation there in the interest of time. Perhaps we'll catch up with the conversation later in the week as the Indaba continues to unfold. Thanks so much, Frederico, for those insights. Frederico Magalini, who is the Sustainability and Marketing Lead at DSS Plus on the Mining Indaba that's kicked off this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.